It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehach.
And ladies and gentlemen, high gas prices continue to hurt the ability of America's businesses to restore the industries we so badly need and get people back to work. High taxes, high energy costs, and growing regulations have made it impossible for businesses to pay employees and operate at a profit, so many businesses chose to outsource manufacturing in order to keep their products on store shelves. However, as national elected officials saw American jobs being lost to outsourcing, they should have brought business leaders together immediately and decided how best to maintain and restore jobs in the USA. It's always easy to blame others for our poor economy, but the American people should have also been speaking up loud and clear and asking who is accountable for the rising cost of gas, the loss of jobs, the flat economy, but most of all, what are national leaders doing to resolve our crisis? When I discuss the need to reduce gas prices, national elected leaders point out that America is a free market economy where gas prices rise or fall at the pump with little input from elected officials. Well, that is partially true, but real leadership requires real solutions, so I suggest raising taxes on foreign gas and reducing taxes on companies that drill for gas on America's shores. Additionally, I suggest that it be mandated that all gas drilled in the USA be sold and used exclusively in the USA for the benefit of the American people. The objective of American Workers Need You and American Workers Radio is to support America's economy and American jobs and work toward America being energy self-sufficient as it was 40 years ago. Once imported products and gas overpowered our ability to manufacture competitive products, the imbalance should have been addressed immediately so employment opportunities for the American people would never decline. It may be time to promote a special energy council with representatives from every state to find ways to reduce energy costs. These would be volunteer members of the news media and energy-related businesses that could outline what is going on that is holding back America from becoming energy self-sufficient again. I invite you to listen to live programs or rebroadcasts of American Workers Radio from the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. This is Michael Blehach. Thanks for your encouragement, suggestions, and comments. You can contact me from the email link located on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com or go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com.